Taiwan, named Isla Formosa, or Beautiful Island by the Portuguese, is known for its friendly people, tasty cuisine, and inspiring scenery. Come along and join Laurie McCandish King, associate producer for the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show, Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, as she explores Taiwan with three people who live there. You'll discover how to petition the Moon Elder for a new relationship, why some writers think the bullet train is too smooth, how a subtropical climate affects whiskey making, and how Taiwan's annual Lantern Festival is becoming one of the world's preeminent celebrations. You'll hear the famous Changing of the Guard ceremony and learn how to toast in Taiwanese too.
I'm Laurie McCandish King, reporting from Taipei, Taiwan. I'm speaking with Jerry Chan, who's been a fabulous tour guide for the last 6 days. First of all, I want to ask Jerry, because you do this quite often, what are the things that your clients appreciate most about Taiwan?
For the cultural side, I would say they love our people. I have received a lot of compliments about how our people are friendly and how the environment can be comfortable for foreigners, and also the food.
I've noticed that too. The people here seem amazingly courteous and friendly. I have been really impressed.
Yeah, I would say Taiwan is a relatively safe country. Mm-hmm. Just like right now, I left my bag in another room. It's very safe to do that. And it's very safe to place anything on the table, unlike what I heard what happened in Europe, that people can just take your iPhones away if you just place it on the table, even though when you're having a cup of coffee, you're sitting right in front of it. That doesn't happen in Taiwan. And for the scenery side, Taiwan is very beautiful and also famous for its mountains. Some people love the oceans more, but as a Taiwanese, we see the ocean all the time. You can drive within 1 hour from mountainside all the way to the beach, and that doesn't really happen in any other countries. We have beautiful flowers, and for bird watchers, if you come in certain seasons, then you can catch up with certain kinds of birds.
And speaking of the beautiful mountains, we got to see Sun Moon Lake, which is in the mountains. One of the lovely things about Sun Moon Lake is that gorgeous, gorgeous big temple there. Remind me, what is the name of that?
That must be the Wenwu Temple you're talking about. We call it Wenwu Temple for a reason. Wen actually stands for literature, and Wu means martial art. It's because of the main gods. We put a statue in the temple, and people are worshipping them. It's Confucius, and also Lord Guan. He was once a real general in the Three Kingdoms time. That was in the 3rd century.
I think it's interesting that some of the gods were actual human beings and others were not. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Of course. As you said, that a lot of gods were once human beings, that is actually a very clear tradition that Taoism believes. If a great person is dead, and people would like to commemorate them, they sort of made them into gods or sacred person. Confucius is a bit more likely to be the sacred person rather than the god, more like Jesus in Christian world. Lord Guan is a bit more like a god who once lived. So in that way, we can have various of different kinds of gods.
The Longshan Temple was also very interesting to me. We talked about various gods there. And we also talked about the love god. I want to hear the story about the love god.
Okay. The love god is actually what we call the Moon Elder. And he lives in the Jade Palace, which the Taoism believes that there is an imaginary palace up in the heaven. And all the gods live there and controls different things in our world. So, for example, the Moon Elder, he controls a piece of wool. And what is on the piece of wool are like countless red strings. And each red string stands for each of us in our world. According to the legend, that on our right ankle, every person has an invisible, only the Moon Elder will be able to see it, red string. So if he tangles two red strings on that piece of wool in the heaven, two of our people are going to meet and then fall in love with each other.
Tell me about that. If I want my red string to tangle with someone else's red string, how do I get that to happen?
That's actually very simple. All you need to do is find a temple that has the moon elder statue, and you will see people worshiping to him, and you will be able to pick up the one who are worshiping, and then you just wait in the corner until they finish, and they must be wishing for some relationship. Then once they finish it, when they turn around, you show up and tell them, what did you make the wish with the moon elder? They might say, I was wishing for a new relationship. And you can just simply say, hey, here I am. I'm your wish.
In Wenwu Temple, I saw something different than in Longshan Temple.
Yeah.
There was a big architectural structure at the back. What was that for?
There were pillars and a piece of walls and some carvings. And that we call Hua Biao. I don't think there is any English term to describe these kind of things. We have the largest one in Asia in Wenwu Temple in Taiwan. And that is a functional communication tool to link the gods.
We have seen so many wonderful things, Jerry, since we've been here. And it's been 6 days. If someone were coming for only 3 days, what kinds of things would you show them?
To have a good vacation in Taiwan, 3 days is definitely not enough. But since we only have 3 days, some businessmen may be focusing around Taipei area. We can have a city tour for 1 day.
One place that I really enjoyed in Taipei City was Freedom Square. Tell me a little bit about what people see when they go there.
The Freedom Square is like a park in Chiang Kai-shek Memorial Hall area. So Chiang Kai-shek Memorial Hall nowadays, we don't really say that it's just one building. It's actually an area containing a park and with the actual Memorial Hall building and two other buildings. So over there you will see the National Concert Hall and the National Theater as well. It is also a very nice place for people to go take a morning stroll or even an afternoon walk. You will see various different local people go over there. You might see a group of students practicing dancing over there with their own music.
And what about inside Chiang Kai-shek Memorial?
Inside Chiang Kai-shek Memorial Hall, there will be exhibition room to present the Chiang Kai-shek history and photos. So it's all about his family. And we will also be seeing the changing of the guard ceremony.
Hop, we can hear them now. There we go. Very impressive. They were so precise, and they aren't even supposed to blink. Have you ever seen them blink?
I've never seen them blinking myself, but I've heard people telling me that they did blink once. For them, it's a really hard job to not even blink. So I guess if you ever seen them blinking, if it's just once, I guess it's forgivable.
Yeah, we'll give them up. The Taipei City Tour was a real highlight for me. I especially enjoyed the Freedom Square and Chiang Kai-shek Memorial Hall, and the art in the National Palace Museum was beautiful and beautifully displayed. The tour of herbal shops in Old Taipei was fun. Visiting Longshan Temple, which we talked about earlier, and seeing people worshiping there was a moving experience. And for visiting other areas, there's the bullet train.
On the west side of Taiwan, we already have developed the bullet train, which is the HSR, stands for High Speed Railway. Then you can easily travel from Taipei to even Kaohsiung, from north to south, within 2 hours.
It is really easy to get around here.
It
and
is
that
easy.
Bullet train was fun to ride and so smooth.
It was very smooth.
It's very
and
nice.
Yeah, it's
I couldn't
very
even feel it when we stopped.
All right.
It was so smooth.
Yeah, some people complain about the smoothness, about like it's too comfortable, so that I fall asleep and I sleep over. So I have to pay another ticket to go back to the station where I was going. So that's what we have on the west side.
Jerry, tell us a little bit about the cultural differences between Taiwanese and mainland Chinese.
That's actually a hard question because we share the same language and we can communicate with each other. We share the same cultures. The Taiwanese culture was mainly from the Chinese culture as well. The customs are the same. It's just that Taiwanese are a bit more mixed up with other types of cultures, for example, like the Japanese. Because during the Japanese ruling time, people received Japanese education, people speak Japanese at that time, and Japanese living habit also influenced us a lot. And then now, Taiwanese are developing our own cultures, especially on eating, that we have innovated different newer dishes, newer ways to cook the dishes. Our ancestors were actually from every part in China. If you have heard that Chinese food is famous, it's more like a regional, typical kind of image. For example, like Sichuan meal, normally is spicy, as well as Hunan province. But our ancestors mainly came from Fujian province. So we do have a lot of Fujian or Hakka, which is the ancestors from Guangdong province type of food. And we may change out of the original traditional dishes. So we add newer sauces, and sometimes they change the ingredients, but they found it have a better taste.
I've noticed a lot of emphasis on fresh ingredients in Taiwanese restaurants.
Taiwan is a very nice island with fruit, and temperature is mild, so we can grow a lot of crops. And we have very clean water. For example, like in Yilan County, in one township that we have found the cleanest water in the world. And that's why we have a lot of whiskey.
Speaking of whiskey, I visited Kavalan Whiskey Maker since 2005 and spoke with Nicole Liu about making whiskey in Taiwan. I had recently been tasting whiskeys in Scotland and found Kavalan as good as some of the single malts there. What's your secret at Kavalan, Nicole?
One of our secrets of producing whiskey is water quality. We have Xiesan Mountains and Central Mountains behind us. So that's why our water quality is fantastic.
And you mentioned that the climate here in Taiwan
yes.
makes the whiskey
yeah.
a bit different. What were the differences because of the warmer climate here?
As you know that Taiwan is in subtropical climates. It's quite hot and will speed up the maturation process. It will make the whiskey more richer, fruity. And our air is quite fresh here,
yes.
and it will influence the quality as well.
Are you a whiskey drinker?
Of course. That's why I'm here. I'm a whiskey enthusiast. Yeah. Ho da la.
Ho da la, Nicole. Cheers. Well, the whiskey was wonderful, but for me, the absolute highlight of visiting Taiwan was the annual Lantern Festival, marking Chinese New Year. In 2016, there was a spectacular 85-foot-tall main lantern in the shape of the Monkey King, because it's the year of the monkey. There are also more than 100,000 smaller lanterns, plus a light show, music, and delicious local cuisine. Here's Dr. Wayne Liu, Deputy Director General of Taiwan's Tourism Bureau.
I will very welcome all of you come to here to join us the 2016 Taiwan Lantern Festival.
Do you remember the first time you came to a lantern festival?
Yeah, I'm first time to join the Lantern Festival is 27 years ago. In that time, this festival not very famous in the Taiwan or Asia or the world. This 27 years, we improve this festival and make the visitor happy. We hope all the American people arrive to Taiwan because we use the culture and the cuisine in the Lantern Festival.
What is your personal favorite part of the Lantern Festival?
My favorite part is, one is the main lantern, because the a different year we make the different main lantern. And the other one, I like the gourmet, you know. I like to eat, you know, because we take around the different county and they will be show the local cuisine. The festival can attract the people not only in the lantern, but also the culture. Some Japanese people say the Taiwan Lantern Festival like the huge Disneyland, the best
festival in the world. We think people come to Taiwan, you join our festival, you will be more than happy.
I certainly felt happy visiting Taiwan. Ho da la, and a big thank you to Jerry Chen, Nicole Liu, and Dr. Wayne Yu for visiting with us. I'm Laurie McCandish King, reporting from Taipei, Taiwan.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show, Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a weekly featured podcast on NPR.org, produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. Our San Francisco-based associate producer is Molly Blaisdell, covering the San Francisco Bay Area, the island of Maui, and the South Pacific. Our Wisconsin-based associate producer is Julie Henning.